We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines from the top from the Tzricha. We learned yesterday three different cases where an Eid Echad is Neman. One case is by someone, Eid tells someone, you ate Chalev and you chayev a carbon, you ate Chalev v'shagig, you chayev a carbon. The other case is the Eid tells someone that your Tahairos became Tamei. And the third case is that the Eid tells someone that your Behema Avera was done with it, and therefore it's Asafa carbon. And the Gemara says that it's Abaye saying that together with the Shtika Kahida, the Shtika of the Bailim, the Eid Echad is Neman. And when he spoke, it doesn't mean Shtika Kahida, he doesn't really know about it, but he listens to the Eid and he says, you know what, it makes sense, and therefore he's Maida in principle to what the Eid is saying. He doesn't argue, and if he ties, he doesn't say any a day either. He doesn't say, I don't know, he says, okay. So then the halacha is they attack a chayiv to bring a carbon, and the behemoth is osifah carbon, the case of the Avera, and the third case of Tumah, it's taka, we assume the tyrus are tameh. So why do you need three different cases? V'tzricha. The yesh minach kamais, if you say the first case of chelev, ilav the kimle b'nafshei, if not that he knew for sure that it makes sense that he ate it, the avad, chulun ba'azara lav ma'isi. There the shtika is a raya, because he wouldn't bring chulun ba'azara, he wouldn't take a chance chulun ba'azara, so here he's quiet, it must be, it's like ha'idah. Avanit mutar secha. But if the eight tells him Yutaris Kim Tame, may ma'amrina and hide the shasik sova the chazle may tamasai. Main reason why he's quiet is because he's saying, you know what? You know, who cares? It's not worth it my time to say that eight doesn't know what he's talking about, because who cares? He says, Tame, okay, so I'll eat it may tamasai. So that he was quiet is not enough of a raya that the eight saying the truth. Viashvin ha, if he said the case of Tomo that the Yutaris became Tame, Mishum the Kamavsle may tarasai. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, when he's tar, he can't eat it, he's going to become Tame. Aval Shaira Nirvab, when the Eid tells him that his Shaira was done Aveir with it and it's possible carbon, oh my call Ashram Lavagam Beakhaimi. Most animals are not from his Bayach, they're for eating. So what's the big deal? So therefore he was quiet. Doesn't mean anything. Tricha. The tricha is that the quiet means something in every one of the three cases. It's considered a shtika, and therefore together with the Eid Echa, the shtika gives it an amonis. And the halacha is that it can prove a carbon, and you could bring a carbon if you ate chalev, and the tires are tame. If bayilahu, what's the halacha in the following case? Ishtoi zintzoi be'eid echad. The halacha is that if someone's wife, chas v'shalom, is mezana, he has to divorce her. Here we have the eid comes and tells the husband, your wife was mezana. It's one eid. V'shoisik, and he's quiet. The husband is quiet. Mahu. Is there an amonis here, like to get really need davish revenues to aid them? But here it's eight echad together with the shtika. Is there an amonis or not? Amar baya neman. He is neman. Taisus Gir says he. It's the same thing together with the shtika. The halacha is that the eight echad is neman. And again, because here the shtika is a raya that there's a reglayim madava. The reason why it's quiet because he says, you know, it makes sense, and therefore there's an amonis. Rava amar ain't a neman. It's not neman. Have a davish of erev. Rava ain't davish of erev. Pachas mishnayim. It's a Dovah Shabar, but we know to buy Dovah Shabar, you need two Eidim. Here you don't have two Eidim. So that's what Rava holds. So Frank Taisvis, that what do you mean? If we just finished saying that this is Shtika over here, Shtika is Kaida. If it's Shtika Kaida, so let it be Chaticha de Isura. Look at Taisvis of Maskal Rava Amma. Rava Amma, if I'm Taima, as a Taisvis, given the Shaisik of Shtika Kaida, Damya, Lomalai Tesarlov, Vichla Yuchala Tesarlov, Chaticha de Isura. This is all Taisvis Lishitasa that learns the Shtika is Kaida. Rashi's Maskal was a little bit like that, that Shtika Kaida. Like we said yesterday, made Rashi's mash like the Ran, but L'chaira, here it's mash like Taisvis. The Ran learns that it's an amonis of Eid Echa, and therefore you can hear what Pshat and Rava, but Taisvis learns that Shtika Kaida, together with Shtika Kaida, so Taisvis' kash is, L'chaira, you can make a Chaticha de Isura, so what's the problem? Enfert Taisvis, V'yashloimad, the Kasava Rava, Taim Rishosek Mehemin, Lavashim Shtika Kaida Damya. Elam shem deikar reglayim ledov v'mehemnile. Rava, it's not mamash like a shtik kaida. It's like there's a reglayim ledov, he believes it. V'kivin shein isim v'koyach edus habal, v'koyach edus ha'ed, loy mehemnile, echon enem v'dov shvarava. So Tosfos answers, basically, that Rava holds that it's still called the Eid Echad, and Eid Echad does not have an amonis. And therefore, the halacha is, there's not an amonis, even with the shtik kaida, because it's not mamash kaida, it's just a reglayim ledov, and that's not sufficient in order to make it asa. So that's because it's a bayi v'rava, by Eid Echad Shezinsa, what's the halacha? if he's quiet, is that enough or not? Amar Abaya, no, I mean a law. Bring a raya from a story to my shita. There was this blind Talmud Chacham, Dav Masad Masita Kamei Demar Shmuel. He used to be the one who organized the brises in front of Shmuel. One day he wasn't here yet, and Shmuel wanted to start his year, and his main Talmud, who's Masada the Masnaita, was not here. V'lo have a cost, he wasn't there. Shada Shlicha Abasre. So Shmuel sent the Shliach to go call him. Adazo, when the Shliach was going, Shliach Bechado Orcha, Shliach went on one way, one road, Asiyu Bechado. The Samya, this Talmud Chacham, this blind Talmud Chacham, came from a different way. He also, Shliach, when he came back, he said, you know what, I got to your house, you weren't there anymore, and your wife was Mzana. He also, Shliach, Oma, Ishtoi Zinza. Also, Kamei Demar Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel, the Samya, to ask, what should I do? Amalei, Shmuel told him, Im Hemelach, if you believe this, Eirecha, Zil Afka, then go divorce her. Eloi Sapek, if not, don't divorce her. So what does it mean, Im Hemelach? So Abaye says, my love, Im Hemelach, Lav Gazlanahu. If you see that this aid is a kosher aid, he's not a gazlin, he's a kosher aid, so then be divorce him. What do you see from here? You see that aid echad is neman, because he'll have an aid echad, and we said that if you know he's not a gazlin, then believe him. So you see, a right by the aid echad is neman. I can tell me you need the raglayim adavas, so zok to toysis harosh. Then here you have to say also, in this story also, that this Samya saw raglayim adavas. He says, Haraya, he went to ask Shmuel the question. So obviously, he held that it was a little bit fishy, and he said it made sense. I'll read you the Lashon Tosfos Rosh. Umaisi raya ma'uvdo de samya de hosam nami raglayim ladova chazaba. Ulahachi also, therefore, like Asla Kamel Shmuel Mishal, he saw raglayim ladova, so Abai brings a raya to his shita. Rava says, no. Be'etzim ha'irech is never neman. But here, Legabe, divorcing your wife because of znus, there's an idea, if you believe this guy, so then you have to divorce her. Not because it didn't aid us. But Rava, imahemim like this, imahemelach kebetrei, if you believe this fellow, like two, you say, you know, he never says a lie, zil afka, then go give her a get, v'loy lois afka, not because it didn't aid us, but then if you're maimin, this person, and you, it makes sense what he's saying, and you hear him, and you believe him, so then the law is, you have to divorce the wife, even though it's not really an edus. So it's not a riot that didn't edus. Here's a special din, when it comes to a wife being unfaithful, if you believe this guy, then you have to divorce her. So like, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, how he paskin, it says, Misha ra ishtu shizinza, if you see a wife being zimazana, oisha omalei echad mekroiv of mekroviseh, shuhu maminam, v'samechaz daite aleim, shizinza ishtoi, bencho yoima ish, bencho yoima ish, isha hoil v'samcha daite lo v'zeh shuhem, v'zeh zechayav leitzia. Once you say mechdas, and you believe it, then you have to be maitzia. That's Rav Ashita, which we paskin like, it's nothing to do with edus, it's possible because you believe him. So, here, this Bayi Tar being a raya, for me, Rav says, not right. The time went to the Braisa. I'll bring another raya to my shita that Eirech has never together with Shtika. The time went to the Braisa, Maisa be Yaneh HaMelech, the story with Yaneh HaMelech, She Holach LeKuch LeShuv Midvar. Now, Yaneh HaMelech is a very famous figure in the second Bayis. He was from the Mishpacha of Chashvanoim, he was a Kohen, and he actually, according to one sheet in Masechtas Brachos, he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. He was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the son of Shimon, the son of Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Akaponim, that's who Yanni was. Masav Yanni Amalech Shaholach LeKuchlis of Midbar. He went to this area, this Medina, this country called Kuchlis in the Midbar, Vekivasham Shishim Krachim, and he captured 60 cities. Ubechazarasa, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, he was very happy. Yisimeach Simcha Gedoyla. He was very excited. He just won a major war. The Karol Chol Chachma Yisrael, he called all the Chacham together. Omalahem, he told them, Avisenu Hoyoichlim Aluchim. He said, look how far we came. When our forefathers came to the beginning of Bayis Sheni to build it, there was such aniyim, all they had was pickles. They had no meat, no chicken, nothing. All they ate was pickles. When they were building the Vesmikdosh, second Vesmikdosh, all they ate was pickled vegetables. So we'll also now at this part, at this Suda, this Simcha, we're going to eat Meluchim Zechel Aviseinu. We are going to eat the pickled stuff Zechel Aviseinu. V'helu Meluchim Al Shechana Yishalzav, and what they served was these pickles on Shechana Yishalzav, on tables of Zahav. V'achlu, and they ate it. This was a very nice simcha. They're eating these veluchim. V'hayusham echad ish leitz. There was a person, a terrible person. He was a leitz. He was a scoffer, a lev ra, bad heart, belial. Namash a rasha. V'ala also ben pirishmayiv. Then was lazav ben pirishmayiv. V'amal lazav ben pirishmayiv. Yanei melech. He tells Yanei melech. Says Yanei melech, you think all these chacham love you? Yanei melech, liban shal prushim alecha. The tamid chacham don't like you. So Yanei said, what should I do to prove it? Ma esa, what should I do to see if they taka like me or not? So he said, "Hakin lehem betitz beinecha. Put on the tzitz. You're kain gadol, and put on the tzitz. Come to the suda here with the tzitz." And like Rashi explains that they're gonna have to stand up. They have to say something if you come in with the tzitz. And even if it's not the shas avoda, the in second parak it says the big dekuna nitnu lehanes behem. The big dekuna are nitnu lehanes behem because it's efsher that you should take it off right away. That's what Rashi learns. But Tosfos doesn't like that because he says it's only. It means you don't have to take it off right after the Avodah. You can't just put it on for no reason. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says there's a special heta by a tzitz, because by tzitz says, V'hoya mitzchay tamid, it's mashma, the mutter shloi b'shas Avodah. But kids say, so Yanai put on the tzitz, and it comes into the Suda. V'hoya sham, hakalam tzitz v'shvei necha, hakalam tzitz v'shvei necha, v'hoya sham zaken echa, v'hoya zaken there, v'yuda ben gedidya shmoy, his name is Yehuda ben gedidya, v'homa Yehuda ben gedidya l'yana melech. Yanei Melech, Rav Loch Kesa Malchus. Yeah, it's enough that you are the king. What do you have to be the king of the also? Hanach Kesa Kahuna Lazar Shaharan. Leave the Kahuna to Zar Shaharan. Now, Yanei was Zar Shaharan, so what was wrong? So, Yomrim, there was a rumor about Yanei Melech. We'll see, there was some Edom also, maybe. We'll see in the Gemara later on. So, Yomrim, there was a rumor that Imoy Nishbis B'Maydim, that Yanei's mother was a Shavuya. And Lachez, a Shavuya becomes a Zaina, if a Kayim marries a Zaina, then the children are Halalim. So, he's maybe a Safik Halal here. Imoy Nishbis B'Maydim, Vivukish Dovel Nimsa, and he looked into it, didn't find anything. But Lamaisa, he said, you know, leave it alone. And because of that, Yanei Melech got angry at them, and they had to leave. Now, the Rishonim are busy with why, if he's coming out for 80 years, they were never Meicha. Also now, he puts on the tzitz, they're Meicha. What's the pshat? Also they're Meicha. So there's different pshat from Rishonim. One of the pshat from Rishonim is that they until now they were scared of saying anything to Yanei Melech, but here they saw he was so happy, they figured maybe he'll be masking him to give it up, because the suffix of his good kain, that was one pshat of Rishonim. One pshat of Rishonim is that when they saw he's being mezalzel in the tzitz, so then they figured it's a good time to be Meicha. Like upon him, they left the party. That's not enough. Yanei Melech, hedyet shevishol kachu dinoi. If a hedyet, you know, gets the fight, they'll separate. Kachu dinoi. Vata melech kain gadol. You are a melech kain gadol. Kachu dincha. That's you just let them go like free. Ska free. Ma esa. So what should I do? Yanei asked. See, so this Rosh Allah of Empire says, imata shemeil atzos. You listen to my etza. Reim sim kill them. So Yanei says, "V'toyer matay alech." What's the toyer? I need this milchavim. So he answered, "Krucha menachas karen zavus." It's right here. Whoever wants, call right to lum. Whoever wants to learn the sefer Torah, come learn. Amar Menachem Yitzchak, miyad nizuka abikarsis. Some minos and abikarsis went into Yanei's head because there's a pasuk tarets to that. The havelah meimar, he should have answered Elazar by saying like this: "Teinach toyer shviksav." That's good. Toyer shviksav. They come learn. Toyer shvapeh. My, what's with toyer shvapeh? We need the chavim. Meyad v'toytus ra the laws of Empiro. The ra went out. V'yahargu kol chachmei Yisrael. Yanei Melech killed all the chacham. V'ya oylam mishtoimim, and the world was desolate. Achabas Shim ben Shetach. Shim ben Shetach was saved by his sister, who was Yanei's wife. He was Yanei's brother-in-law, Shim ben Shetach. And he came back. V'hichz is terli yeshna. It's actually Gemara and Brachas in the fifth parak that says that in the seventh parak actually. That he wanted a bench one time, Yanei. He didn't have no one to teach him benching because all the chacham were not around, and they were dead. And they let Shimon Meshetach out of hiding to teach him how to bench. He made a deal. He's not going to kill me. And he came out of hiding and he taught him how to bench. And he had to give him something to eat. That's Mizum and the Ayin Sham the Gemara in the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos. Akaponim, ad kan the story, Yanei Amelech. Ad kan the story. Now, what does it mean? The Avuka Shadavol and Nimtza. Abaye is going to bring a raya from this part of the story. It says that there was a rumor that his mother was Nishbis B'Maydim, the Avuka Shadav, I looked into it, Lo Nimtza, and they didn't find a clear answer. So, Hey Chidami, what was the case? Ilayim with the Beit Treyam Mishtabayi, if there was two Edom saying that she was captured, Ubei Treyam Lo Yishtabayi, and two Edom saying not captured, so then Taka, he should be also as a Kayin. Because my Chaz Sam Chahani, why being Soymich on the the second two, we say on the first two, who say that she was a Shavuya. It's Treya, Ukmeya Chazaka. So Rashi has the Kasha. Why don't you say two against two, and then you go Basar Cheska's Kasheris, that the status quo is that it's Kasher. So Zog Rashi, that's only by the mother, but he was born into the Shiloh, so he never had a Chazaka. So if it's Treya, it should be Aser. Frank Toysvis, that is the idea called Cheska's Aim Mahani Labas, which means the Chazaka, the mother, helps for the child. So Tais says it's only by the Rabbanans. By the Raisas, Treya is a real suffix and it's an Osir. There's an Isser. Akabonim, it was Treya, so then they would not let him be a Kohen. It's not Loi Nimtza. Ella, what must be the case? But Eid Echad. There was an Eid Echad that said she was a Shavuya. And two Eidim said it's not true. And that's why it's Loi Nimtza. That's why they couldn't find out if he was Taka, if he was Taka Eichal. So at Taima, the Komachash Lebe Trey, that's only true because two Eidim knocked out the one. If not, had the Erech would have been Mehemen. It must have been that the other people would be might, whatever, the Baal would be might, there's someone's might, Shtika there. So, like upon him, like the Tosh Rosh speaks out, there was a Glayim Ladova, there was Shas Machama, there was a Glayim Ladova. So, therefore, the Erech is Neman. So, Baal says, the riot to me. Without two Eid knocking out the Eid, the Erech would have been a Neman. Because he was saying, it's not two or two. So, it must be there was one Eid, and if not that two knocked it out, it would be Neman. Altogayim though, so Bible riot himself. Rava says no. Loyim treya treya. They went two or two. Now, why isn't it aser Medina? It says loyim so it's not aser. Why not? If it's two or two, it's just real suffix deraisa. So my answer is because the second edim knocked out the first edim. How? The case was the second two edim weren't just contradicting the first edim. They were Eide HaZama, which passed the first Eidim Lagamri, and therefore was Veloi Nimtza. They turned out that she was not certified as Shavuya because the two Eidim knocked out the first Eidim. The boy same, I didn't shout in the Treya Treya. About this Treya Treya, I was in a Suffolk. The second Eidim came and explained the first Eidim. You're right, there was a Shavuya. But the next two Eidim said that we came and we switched. We put in the Shifcha instead of her and we took her out. We put a decoy in. And therefore, that's why it was not a Shavuya. So it's not really, it's not a stira to the first Eidim. And therefore, you can believe the second Eidim is not called Akasha, and that's why it's Vukash Dov Nimtza. So again, Abai wanted to bring Raya from here because the only case he could think of Vukash Dov Nimtza was with an Eid Echad and two Eidim knocked out the Eidim, knocked out the one Eid. And therefore, it's mashed without that, you would have been Neman. Rav says, no, it's Trey. And two reasons why it's not also either because it's Eid HaZama or because they said Shifcha Chnisu Tachtaha.